Also in London, it is Uber and out. The city said today it will not renew the ride-hailing company's license. Uber has 21 days to appeal. Here's Jonathan Vigliotti.
It's been very, very bad for me and my family, to be honest.
Didier Najiki is among the 40,000 Uber drivers whose future is now unclear.
You just recently bought this car, and without Uber now, you're going to struggle to pay it back.
Yeah, how am I going to pay them back? It's going to be difficult, you know.
Uber has grown to 3.5 million customers here in about 5 years, cutting into the market of the city's famed black cabs, which date back to 1634.
Before Uber was available in London, I wouldn't get black cab, generally, because I just find them very expensive. When Uber came up, I was like, oh, all right, okay.
The city's transport authority said it had concerns about Uber's lack of background checks on its drivers, as well as how the company has handled allegations of sexual assault. But according to police, there were 2 sexual assault complaints against Uber in 2016, the same number as black cabs. Black cab drivers have fought against Uber since it moved to Europe. They say Uber is under-regulated and will put them out of business.
Our money's been cut, not by a lot, by about 10-20%, but it's been affected, yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Vincent Foster has been driving a cab for 38 years and says today he's celebrating.
Oh, I was going to have the day off. I was delighted. I was going to form a party. I was going to go to the pub.
In a statement, Uber says the city chose to side with a small group of people that wanted to limit consumer choice. Uber will challenge this decision in court. Already, more than 300,000 people have signed an online petition to keep Uber on the road. Anthony.
Jonathan Vigliotti with Happy London Cab Drivers. Thanks, Jonathan. Coming up next on the CBS Evening News, the results of the largest study ever on the benefits of exercise. And later, Steve Hartman with a trumpeter who's playing for keeps.